Okay, today we're learning Daf Samachay Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding up the Mishnah on Daf Samachay Amud Beis. So the Mishnah is going to discuss the din of Yain Nesach that gets mixed in with kosher food. Yain Nesach should nafal al gabei anavim. If Yain Nesach fell on grapes, the grapes become aser because of the wine that's on them. And when you want to be machshir the grapes, to eat the grapes, so what you need to do is yadichan, you need to rinse them off in water. Vehin mutaros, and that's it. And then they'll become mutter to eat, because the wine does not get absorbed in them. All you need to do is rinse them off. V'im hayum v'kaos, but if the grapes were cracked in any way, asuros, then they're asur to eat, because the yayin gets into those cracks and will never be cleaned out of those cracks, even by rinsing off the grapes. So we're afraid that there's tam yayin in those grapes. Nafal al gabei teinim, if yayin nesach falls on figs, al gabei tamarim, or on dates, im yesh behen b'nosein tam asur, if the wine gives tam into the dates or figs, then the dates or figs become usher to eat, and it's not enough to rinse them off because the figs are soft, the wine gets absorbed in them, the dates are have folds in them, and the wine remains in them, so it's not going to come out by rinsing it off. And one time there was a man named Baitos Ben Zonon who brought dried figs on a boat, and a barrel of yayin nesach that was on the boat broke, v'nafal al gabehen, and the wine fell on these grogros, v'shal l'chachamim, and Baitos Ben Zonon asked the chachamim what the din is with these grogros, v'hitirum, and the chacham said it's mutzer to eat them, zeh haklal. So the rule works as follows: as far as an iser being nosin tam beheter, kol shabanas benosin tam, anytime you're getting hana'ah from the taste of the iser, Aser, you're not allowed to eat the heter because the taste of the iser is there. This is what we call tam ki iker. V'kol she'in ba'anas v'nosin tam. Whenever you don't taste the iser because it in some way is pogim, the mutter food, then mutter. Then you're allowed to eat the heter with the iser that's mixed in, because the Torah does not aser eating a pungent taste of non-kosher food, only a pleasant taste of non-kosher food. Kigon, chometz shenafal gabi grisin, like vinegar of yayin nesach that falls on grisin of heter, where the tam of the chometz will ruin the tam of the grisin, it will not aser them. So that's why it's not going to be a problem. So the Mishnah essentially discusses what happens when yayin nesach or stam yenem falls onto food. So if it's easily rinsed off, you could do that. If it's not easily rinsed off, then it depends if it's nosing tam into the food or not. So now the Gemara explains why the Mishnah tells us the story of Baitos Ben Zonon about bringing these dried figs on a boat, and Yayin Nesach fell on them, and that they were matirit. So Maisa Listar, that story contradicts everything else we're saying in the Mishnah. We previously said that Yayin Nesach is nosing tam peros, and will answer them. And then we bring a story that the chacham were matir it. So chsur mechshav achi ketani. Now we have to add a little bit of commentary in here. Im nosin tam lifgam hu, if the yayin nesach that gets mixed in with the food gives a bad taste into the food, mutter. And on that we say, umaisenami baitos ben zonon shayim, maybe grogos pesvin v'shtaber chavish liyayin nesach v'nafal al gabein uba maislav necham v'yiturim. That's where the story comes in, that since it was a situation of nosin tam lifgam, that's why it's mutter. So Gemara brings another story of wine mixing in with something that's mutter. Hahu kri dechiti, there was a pile of wheat, a barrel of yayin nesach spilled all over this pile of wheat and gave tam into the pile of wheat. Rava allowed selling the wheat to a guy, they are only aser ba'achila. So Rav Bar Levi asked on Rava, baggage of Advo Klein, let's say you have a baggage that it's made out of pishtan and there's one strand of wool that's woven into the beged, but you can't see where it is. You don't know where it is. So the beged becomes asur shatnis. You're not allowed to sell that beged to a guy. You're not allowed to make that beged a saddle for a donkey. Also, what you're allowed to do with it is you're allowed to dress a dead body in it, because when a person dies, he becomes totally chafshi min ha-mitzvos, he becomes free from mitzvos, so he's allowed to wear shatnis when he's dead. So lo of the chavim, my time alo. Now, why is it that you're not allowed to sell it to a guy? A guy has no mitzvah of shatnis. Dilma asil zabuni li Yisrael, because we're afraid the guy is going to turn around and resell it to a Jewish person, and the Jew is not going to be able to find the shatnis, just like we can't find the shatnis. So achinami asil zabuni li Yisrael. So we hear also by yayin nesach. Shouldn't we be worried about the same thing, that if yayin nesach spilled on the wheat, and that is enough to asur the wheat pa'achila? So we said, okay, so don't eat it, but sell it to a guy. What do you mean sell it to a guy? If you sell it to a guy, the guy might turn around and sell it to a Jew, and the Jew's not going to know that there's tam of yayin nesach in this wheat. So because of that, Rava changed his mind. Hadar shara limitchinu. Rava allowed grinding the wheat that had the wine fallen them, ulumafinu, and baking bread out of it, ulzbaninu lovit chavim, and sell the bread to an ovichavim shalob b'fnei Yisrael, when a Jew is not there to see the sale, and you don't have to worry that the Jew is going to buy the bread from a guy, because the Jew would never buy bread from a guy. He's going to think the guy baked it, and this is an example of pas akum, and you're not allowed to buy pas akum. You're not allowed to eat pas akum, but you cannot sell the wheat as is, because ein chinami. You do have to worry that he's going to turn around and sell that wheat to an unsuspecting Jew. So the Gemara asks on Rava, who asked the wheat ba achila tnan yai nesach shnafal gabei anavim yadichem vein mutaros v'mahim uvukolus hasuros uvukolus in ein uvukolus lo. Wait a second, our Mishnah said that if yai nesach falls on a fruit that you could easily wash off, so that's all you got to do, wash it off. So only if it has cracks in it, where the yai nesach cannot be washed off, it's going to get into the cracks, only then it's going to be usher. So what's so bad about this wheat that yai nesach fell on? Why can't we just wash it off? Rav Papa Shai Nichiti Hoel Agav Tzirayhu Kimuvukos Damyan. The nature of wheat is that they're more absorbent, and therefore they are treated like something that is mivukaos, that is cracked, where something is going to, where something could get in. So the main point over here is going to be that that yayin nesach that spills on wheat, the wheat cannot be sold to a guy, because the guy might turn around and sell it to a Jew. But the wheat can be ground and baked into bread and then sold to a guy, because no Jew would ever buy it from him. Okay, so the Gemara discusses Yai Nesach that gets mixed in with grapes. We can go a little bit weiter over here. We can go a little bit into Samach Vav. Amen Aleph. Chamra Atika, old wine of Goyim, B'invi, that gets mixed in with grapes. Divra Akol B'no Saint Ham. Everyone would agree that the grapes are only Asr if you could taste the wine in it, the aged wine in it. But Chamra Chadita B'invi, if it's new wine that gets mixed with grapes, that's a machlokes. Abaye Yomar B'mashahu. Abaye is going to say it's going to Asr B'mashahu. Rava Amar B'no Saint Ham. And Rava says it's only going to be Asr if there's a No Saint Ham. So since the Tam of the Yain Chadash is not clearly discernible in the grapes, we're going to have to measure it by shishim, and if there's no shishim, then it's going to be aser. Abaye, Yom Rabbi Mashuhu, Abaye says the Yayin Nesach aser the grapes Mashuhu, because in order to establish what is the min of the food basar taima azlinan, you know, we always have to figure out, is this a taroves of min b'mino or min b'she'eno mino? Is this two like kinds or two unlike kinds? So he says the way to check is, the way to determine, the way to define what's called mino is the tam, is how it tastes. And idividi chataimahu, new wine and grapes taste exactly the same. Tavli min bimino, that therefore turns this into a tarovus of min bimino bimashuhu. And the halacha is that min bimino asers even bimashuhu. Rava amra b'nosin tam. Rava says, no, it's not bimashuhu, it's b'nosin tam. Why? Because basar shma azlinan, when determining what's min bimino, what's min b'sheino mino, we look at what you call something, not what it tastes like. V'hayishma l'chud. New wine is called new wine. Grapes are called grapes. Havali min b'she'eno mino. Min b'she'eno mino b'nosin tam. So that, therefore, is considered min b'she'eno mino. And the rule is that min b'she'eno mino is only aser b'nosin tam. So Gemara asks on Abaye. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, yai nesach she'enofel agabe enovim, that if wine fell on grapes, you rinse off the grapes and they're mutter, but if they're mavukaos, if they're cracked, and the wine will seep into the grapes, it's aser. So and we're choshesh that even after spilling, after rinsing it off, that wine will still be will still have permeated the grapes. So the Gemara explains the kasha. Kasalka de chamra chad tabanvi my lab menosin tam. We're assuming that the Mishnah is talking about new wine that fell on grapes, and we're saying that it's going to asr it because it's benosin tam, and that it's not b'mashahu, that only if it's nosin tam. So that's a kasha Abaye, who said that when they taste the same, and new wine and grapes do taste the same, that it's b'mashahu. Says Gemara, where did it say anywhere in our Mishnah benosin tam? Lo, b'mashahu. The Mishnah is not saying that it's going to be usher because it's nosin tam. No, it's usher b'mashahu. I hamid k'tani sefer zar klal kol she benosin nosin tam usher kol she benosin nosin tam mutter mechal de benosin tam askinan. But from the sefer that makes a big deal about everything being benosin tam, it sounds like the issue is about nosin tam and not a mashahu. So says Gemara, Abaye masnisin b'chamra atika b'nivi. Abaye would say, yeah. You know why it's about nosin tam in the Mishnah? Because in the Mishnah we're not talking about new wine and grapes. In Achinami, new wine and grapes are the same min because they taste the same. The Mishnah is talking about aged wine and grapes, and they don't taste the same. So main point over here is machlokas Abaye and Rava. Do we define min bimino based on taste or based on shame? Right, based on taste, in which case min bimino is asr mashahu, or based on shame, in which case it's asr only bishishim. So, Baruch Hashem, next time we will learn the rest of Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph.